Hello, is this Brandon? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So am I speaking with Brandon?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I can't understand you.
No. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances
50-50?
Definitely? All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, what is your age?
40.
All right. Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would that be a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Are you insane?
I would think not.
Very, disapprove.
All right. So would that be strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Are you insane? Does anyone ever answer this other than strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. All right. So thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two, please. So the options go as growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, and fighting inflation and lowering costs.
What am I supposed to say?
If you could choose two of those issues that you think are the most important ones for your member of Congress to focus on.
Well, for my local, I would say improving education, because education is terrible where I live. And what were the other choices?
So all the other options were growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, and fighting inflation and lowering costs.
Oh, my gosh. I'd say lowering inflation was my other choice.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold, so it's like neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first person is Raul Garcia.
I've never heard of this person.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is terrible. Whatever's the worst for Joe Biden, he's terrible.
All right. So a 0?
0. Minus 1,000. He's demented. He has dementia. You know that, right? Yeah, he's out of his mind. And also, he's a criminal.
Okay. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
0.
Okay. What about Joe Kent?
100.
All right. What about Maria Cantwell?
0.
What about
this race?
All right. What about Donald Trump?
1,000. He's being persecuted politically.
All right.
100. 100.
Okay. All right, 100. What about MAGA Republicans?
What does that mean? Who is that?
Oh, MAGA Republicans, Make America Great Again, who? Republicans.
Yeah, what person are you talking about? Who is that?
Oh, no, this is a group. So I was going to ask about people and organizations. So this is an organization.
So who is that? Define that person.
Well, it's not a person. It's an organization, and it's...
It's not an organization, is it?
Well, it would
what
be
is
people
it?
That are part of a group, which are
of
titled...
what group? What group?
A group of Republicans? The MAGA Republicans?
What is that? What does that mean?
The MAGA Republicans.
Who are you conducting this research for?
Oh, no one. We're independent.
Who has commissioned this survey?
No one. We're independent.
Who's paying for this survey?
No one. We're independent again.
I don't understand. Someone asked for this survey to be done, and what organization asked for this survey to be done?